On the sunlit afternoon of August the 9th, 1938, crowds are lined 6 deep along Dundalk Avenue, from Logan Airport, about where the Marine Terminal is today, through East Baltimore to City Hall, cheering the American hero of that year, Douglas, known as Wrong Way Corrigan. Waiting for him at City Hall was Mayor Howard W. Jackson, who had staged the stunt to promote the city, but in particular, Baltimore's famous hot steam crabs. Hero Douglas Corrigan was an otherwise gee-whiz 30-year-old aviator who would have us believe a story that in his tin can of a plane, he took off from an airport in New Jersey, bound for California, and landed in Ireland. Ireland! Which is how, of course, he earned the sobriquet Wrong Way. For this suspiciously faked feat, America made him a hero. And so here he was in Baltimore, throwing kisses to a wildly exuberant crowd. In a welcoming editorial, the Sun papers offered him the hospitality of the city and urged him to enjoy Baltimore's steam crabs. Mayor Jackson, full of himself as he watched his shameless publicity stunt playing out according to the script, gave Corrigan the key to the city and roared, "Welcome to Baltimore. Enjoy your stay and eat hearty of our famous hot steam crabs," end quote. Corrigan was driven to the Country Club of Maryland for a VIP reception and dinner. When it came time for dinner, out came the platters of hot steam crabs. Wrong Way Corrigan, the world hero of 1938, took one look at the crustaceans on his plate and turned green. He said, "I'm going to be sick." With that, the chef rushed into the kitchen, found some leftover cold chicken, which Corrigan ate with gusto. A rattled Mayor Jackson, watching his elaborate publicity stunt collapse, it was designed to whet America's appetite for Baltimore steam crabs, told a Sun reporter, "Well, what can you expect from a guy who takes off for California and winds up in Ireland?"